Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And I would like to say good Sunday morning to everyone, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church in Morgan Hill, California. We thank you for coming and worshiping with us today, those of you who are in the sanctuary, and those who are in the pavilions in the back, and those that will be listening to the CD message later when you receive it. We welcome you. And we also pray that while you're here listening to God's word being preached by Pastor Tumlinson, we pray that you might experience the power, the love, and the comfort that only we can receive is from God's word. And you can also find an outline today of Pastor's sermon in the church bulletin. And I would also like to thank those who have did some beautiful decorations in our sanctuary. It gives us, puts us in the fall spirit, the Thanksgiving spirit, you might say, for what God has done for us and how he has blessed us in our country. Found in your bulletin also is a scripture of the month in Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. The scripture says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." What a wonderful promise we have in God's word. And now let us continue praising the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and myself leading the songs. And our first song today, praising our God, will be in hymn 314, hymn number 314. And we'll sing the first and last verses, please. Thank you very much for that wonderful singing. Let us continue now praising our Lord with numbers 465. Number 465, first and last stanzas, please.
Thank you.
you very much for that great singing. Let us continue now. Our last hymn will be 485. And please stand. First and last stanza, please, number 485. So much, Pastor Tomlinson.
Well, good morning again, everybody. Thank you so very much for being here. What a blessing it is. Before we pray, I just wanted to mention a couple things, remind people that tithes and offerings are being received in the tithes and offering box in the foyer, and we now have a box outside over on, I think it's on one of the benches there. You can also put your tithes and offerings there. So we're making it easy for you to send me your money. And I do accept checks less than 1,000, so, you know, we're okay there. I'm not like Pastor Otero, you know. And it's been a blessing to see some people we haven't seen for a while. We have some of our friends, our family, who are joining us. Actually, they're just parking in the parking lot because they miss the fellowship. And if that's what you want to do, join us. We've got audio out there. We've got, right now we're on the radio. We got ways to make sure that you can listen, and you would be just covered by the love of the people of God as you come here. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the greatness of your love and your mercy and your grace, for the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to transform our lives and to draw us unto yourself and to strengthen us to serve you, to worship you, and praise you. Lord, we stand in awe of your grace and your mercy. We stand in awe that even though the world is in turmoil and in chaos, in you we have peace and comfort. Even as Jesus says in John 16:33, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Lord, you have overcome everything in this world. And we come to you, and I pray for your spirit to be upon your people who are called by your name, that in this land there would be a revival, there would be a reformation, for people to return to the Word of God as supreme, as the very truth of God that it is, that your people would desire to know you, draw close to you, and to seek to serve you, that those that are around us would hear of your transforming power and engage the reality of your love, that they might know you are responsible for our care for them. Lord, I pray for this country that is in such chaos, and not only do we have this whole COVID-19 virus going around, but there's the riots in the various communities and cities, and there's the turmoil online and offline about the election coming up. Lord, we pray for your peace, and we pray for the spirit of Christ to just overshadow the people, to draw them unto yourself and bring hope that is found only in you. We pray that you would return us as a people to your first love, to its first love, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray for your healing power upon those who are sick and afflicted with the infirmities of this world, whether they are inflicted with a COVID-19 or with our sister Lil, with low blood platelets, and which results in pain. For Mike Murphy's brother-in-law, who's had a major stroke, we pray for your spirit upon him. Pray for Mike Murphy and with back pain and Gloria with knee pain. Strengthen their bodies, O Lord, and revive and encourage their hearts in you. Lord, it is a blessing to see Karen here, even though she has significant arthritis in her hand. Lord, bless her with your touch and encourage her heart in you. Lord, I pray for our brother, Monty Llewellyn, who I received a call the other day that his dialysis catheter is having some issues. They're thinking these might be a blood clot somewhere. We pray for you to give wisdom and guidance to the medical facilities and personnel, that you would give peace and calmness to the family, and that the joy of the Lord would strengthen them to look to you. We pray for those with cancer, and Jim Shearer and Dana's friend Karen, Wayne's friend Tarcisio, my mom's friend Nettie, Don Detweiler's son. Bless them with your comfort and your peace, with your healing power. And I pray for our friends Leonard and Fern Rice with several health issues. Thankfully, Lord, as I received a letter from them today that they are doing better and doing stable. We thank you for that and pray for your continued blessing. Lord, I wish to thank those that came out and blessed me and blessed my family by doing some work around the house. And we created this huge mound of clippings and just cuttings and all kinds of things, Lord. Thank you for that help, and thank you for that show of service and love. Thank you, Father. We pray, Lord, for your wisdom, your guidance, and your spirit to guide Bethel with her future facilities. Help us to get back moving forward on that again. We pray that we would be proactive in reaching out to the community with evangelism. We pray that you would help us to be more open, that more people can come, that more people can gather together, and that we would rejoice together in you and in your presence. We pray for those churches and those pastors who are filing suit against the state and against counties about being able to open up, and the silly rules that they have instituted, and the unfairness and all of the issues that are associated with it, Lord. We pray that you would revive in the hearts of leaders of our counties, of our state, and of our nation to look to you, to receive wisdom and guidance from you, to trust in you. Lord, I also pray for my parents. They have a house in Groveland. Pray that you would be able to sell that they wouldn't have to worry about it anymore. But all of that stuff would be done and over with. But we thank you, Lord, that you still have all things under control. We thank you for our missionaries throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Jose and Diane Avila serving throughout Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, Carlo Nuthnot in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marexa Perez in Malaga, Spain, Informed Choices Ministry ministering to women in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis, training and educating missionaries before they go out into the field. We pray, O Lord, for the offering, that it would be used to bring honor and glory to your name, to build up the kingdom of Christ, to expand the reach of the gospel, that you would bless those who support the work of ministry, whether they're here in the sanctuary, outside in our pavilion area, or our parking lot, listening over KKMC radio, re-listening over the internet, and later on the CD. Bless them, Lord, with your power, with your strength, and with your comforting peace. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again. And again, I'd like to welcome all those who are in God's house today and those who are outside and everywhere listening to us on the radio and the internet also. Today, Pastor is going to be teaching in the book of Luke. And if we'll turn in our Bibles now to Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 21. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's Word. There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores, so it was that the beggar died and was carried by angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember, in your lifetime you received your good things, likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. Then he said, I beg you therefore, Father, that you would send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, that he may testify to them, lest they also come to this place of torment. Abraham said to him, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. But he said to him, If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead. May the Lord bless the reading of his word, and let us bow with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, once again, we enter into your holy heaven. We enter into your holy of holies. We enter into your throne room. We enter into your very presence, into your own sanctuary, only by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, your words tell us in First Chronicles chapter 16, verses 23 through 29, Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim good tidings of his salvation day to day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonderful deeds among the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the people are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy are in his place. Ascribe to the Lord, all families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord glory, do his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Father, just as King David in this passage of Scripture giving thanks to God for the ark of God and the tabernacle and all the blessings that God bestowed upon his people in that day, we also come today, Lord, giving thanks for your faithfulness to us and blessing us, all believers, with the free gift of eternal life based on what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross, paying for our sins. Father, your justice was paid in full. Father, may many today hear the gospel and believe in Jesus for their salvation. Now, Father, bless all hearers of your word today. Bless your word as it goes out. And bless Pastor Greg Thomason as he preaches your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.